Now, let's find out what's making news in the US. Thanks to Kia's end of financial year offers. On now.
Richard Arnold, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ben.
Hazing. Can you talk me through what this is and who's in trouble for it?
Well, I don't know. It seems really to be a thing here, putting students at universities through crazy tests to be part of a group or whatever. It seems to be endemic in this part of the world. And the head of Penn State University, one of this country's most prestigious, says what happened there is just incomprehensible, and you would have to agree. A 19-year-old student, Tim Piazza, was put through this hazing ritual by fellow students, thing called the gauntlet, to get into their group. This is a thing where the new student is told to go from spot to spot drinking copious amounts of alcohol, and in Tim's case, he died. What is just amazing is that his fellow students let it happen. They did nothing to help this kid. For nearly 12 hours, no one called for medical help or anything. At one point, this teenager was throwing up. At another, he fell headfirst down some stairs and was unconscious at the bottom. So 18 of these fellow students now have been charged in the case. Eight of them are facing counts of involuntary manslaughter. What happened at Penn State, just mind-boggling. One student who saw what was going on raised some concerns, but not enough. He says,
I walked into the room and I saw Timothy lying on the couch. At first, I'm thinking he probably had way too much to drink. He could possibly have alcohol poisoning.
Well, he spoke to some of the other students about that concern, but did nothing independently. A video obtained by investigators now suggests the other students' main concern was about their own fates. In one scene in this video, Piazza is shown on a couch, unresponsive, as other students pour cold water on his face. In another, he was twitching. He was seriously ill. His father, Jim Piazza, says,
this is the result of a feeling of entitlement, flagrant disobedience of the law, and disregard for moral values.
So his parents say they won't ever be able to comprehend this or see their son's smiling face once more. The university has introduced some new rules, including a ban on day-long parties. Day-long parties? I don't recall this from my university days. These hazing rituals are a big issue at American campuses. There have been many problems in the past, but one person dead, 18 facing criminal counts. That is unreal.
Day-long parties. Where do they find the money to do that? And don't worry about looking after your fellow man. I mean, that's what it comes down to as well. Surely there's got to be some sort of responsibility there when it comes to looking out for your mates. Now, Botox as an antidepressant. Really?
Yeah, this is a strange thing. I have the same question. Doctors just know it makes people look, better, I guess, on the outside, but can it make you feel...
Hey, hang on. That's subjective, isn't it?
It is a bit, right.
Seeing some of those lips.
Providing you don't want to smile and you don't want to move your face again, yeah. But they're now looking at Botox as possibly a treatment for depression. Dr. Eric Finzi, who's a doctor who works for the makers of Botox, so buyer beware, right, says they're looking into whether this affects people's emotional well-being.
There are hundreds of studies before Botox was ever tested showing that what you do with your face actually influences your mood.
Hundreds of studies, so when you freeze movement in between the eyes where the frown lines form, they say it can affect a person's psychological outlook. That's the theory. The brain gets the message, you're not frowning, you must be feeling better. It's not clear how that might be signaled by the brain if that is so, but a number of patients say they do feel better with this cosmetic treatment.
I'll take your word for it, Richard. Take your word for it, mate.
Can't vouch for it 100%, but that's what
they say. I was leading you down that. Good on you, mate. Chat again tomorrow. Richard Arnold, all natural, Richard. No work done there. We'll chat to him tomorrow.